Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, July 3rd, 2026, semi-quincentennial eve. Travel with me back to 1976, the year of the bicentennial. The Billboard top five songs on July 4th, 1976 were Silly Love Songs by Wings, Afternoon Delight by the Starland Vocal Band, Sarah Smile by Daryl Hall and John Oates, and Shop Around by Captain and Tennille. The Apple Computer Company was established that year. It'd be a long while before everyone had computers, almost 20 years before AOL started getting regular people on the internet, and 30-ish years until smartphones came out. Social media didn't exist, but CB radios were popular, and people were playing Pong, the most mind-numbingly boring video game ever to exist. Cable TV was spreading across Maine, and you no longer had to get up and walk over to the TV to adjust the volume or change channels, as long as you were in control of the giant control box. Mainers now had access to a couple of Boston stations, in addition to the three networks and public television, and late at night, if the conditions were just right, you might be able to pick up some Canadian stations. The most popular TV shows 50 years ago today were Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, MASH, Charlie's Angels, The $6 Million Man, The Jeffersons, and All in the Family. The Omen was released in July of 1976. You remember Damien the Devil Boy? Taxi Driver was in the theaters, and All the President's Men had come out that spring. Reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were considered heroes for their reporting on Watergate, exposing Nixon's corruption. Saturday Night Live had premiered in late 1975 and was unlike anything on TV at the time. A regular skit involved making fun of President Gerald Ford. Ford did not try to get them canceled, however, he actually ended up making a guest appearance on the show. And the news in Maine 50 years ago today, the headlines were dominated by news that the Supreme Court had just ruled that the death penalty was not cruel and unusual punishment. A militant anti-busing group was claiming responsibility for bombings in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. No one was injured, but a plane, National Guard trucks, and a courthouse were all damaged. Workers at Bath Iron Works were out on strike. The VA was conducting an investigation into alleged abuse of a patient who had died at Togus, and Maine newspapers carried an AP article about bicentennial celebrations across the country that included this, quote, "The White House said that more than 10,000 persons would be sworn in as naturalized U.S. citizens in special bicentennial ceremonies in over a dozen cities on July 4th. Some 7,000 persons are expected to take the oath in Miami on July 4th. Another 3,000 persons will take citizenship oaths on other days over the weekend and next week," end quote. And let's close today with the 14th Amendment, part of the Constitution that apparently a lot of people who have sworn to uphold the Constitution have forgotten about. Quote, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." End quote. That's Section 1 of Amendment 14 in the Constitution. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. I will be on staycation next week, so I'll be back the following week. You can still reach me at news@weru.org, but I might not get back to you for a few days. Be sure to use our community calendar if you have events coming up. We have a new system in place, and it's working a lot better. Have a good holiday, and I will see you in a week.